Chapter 2. The Secret Revealed at Last. 4 weeks later, Ouray was able to get out of bed on his own. He ate his meals with the Wetherill brothers, and was surprised to find out that he didn't need an interpreter to understand them. Richard Wetherill understood and spoke the Ute language fluently. The whole family liked Ouray, especially Richard, who felt very protective of him. Still, he knew Ouray had a family of his own. Soon, he'd have to take Ouray home. On a clear spring morning in 1886, Richard Wetherill saddled up Pete. Then he helped Ouray climb onto Maisie, a good-natured chestnut mare. The other Wetherill brothers and Charlie Mason gathered on the front porch to say their goodbyes. Richard Wetherill and Ouray rode for a while along the Mancos River and then headed south toward Mesa Verde. Ouray's village was tucked away in a remote valley. A branch of the Mancos River rolled past the village. Before he even saw the village, Richard smelled smoke from the Ute cooking fires. Ouray sat straight and tall on the mare. "It's good to be home," he said, as a warm smile spread across his face. Armed men galloped up to escort Wetherill and Ouray into the village. As soon as he spotted his uncle, Ouray leaped off the mare and ran into his arms. Chief Akowitz was overjoyed to see his nephew alive. In the chief's hut, Wetherill explained what had happened to Ouray and how he and his family had looked after him.
He had accompanied him home to make sure he got there safely.
Chief Akowitz listened intently. When the rancher finished his story, the chief stood up and gave orders to two young men posted outside.